Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, listeners. This is Patty Black, and I am back bringing the Good News Show to you. This morning's show is going to be very exciting. We have a special guest. Her name is Nancy Haney Duke, and Nancy works with Reiki, Akashic Records, and hypnosis. And what she does is she engages in helping people clear the paths in their lives to live the life that they crave, that they just want to create. So we'll have Nancy on in a couple of minutes. But first, I'd like to bring my special co-host into the show. Good morning, Sherry. Are you with us?
I'm here, and good morning, everybody, and welcome to the show.
Sherry,
there you are. We couldn't hear you for a moment, so let's start again with you.
All right. Well, I want to say good morning to everybody, and I'm really excited about the show today because I've been wanting to have Nancy on the show for quite a while and really interested in hearing all that she has to say. I want to thank everybody for the 5-star ratings that we have gotten continuously for this whole year, going on to our second year, and we will continue to bring great interviews for you to listen to, and we're just ready for Nancy whenever she calls in.
I believe Nancy's online with us. Good morning, Nancy. How are you?
I am very well, thank you. How are you?
Good.
Oh,
good morning.
Great. Welcome to the Good News Show.
Thank you. Well, my name is Nancy Haney Duke, and thank you for the wonderful introduction. But I would like to say I have also just opened a shop. It's a new shop. I am the co-founder with another partner, and it is all about healing as well. So I finally stepped out on my own. And as well as helping other people create their dreams, I'm also in the process of creating my dreams. So it's really a
That's
pleasure
wonderful.
To be here.
Congratulations on your new shop.
Thank you.
So tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do regarding healing and helping people.
Okay. Well, I'm a Reiki master, and I think it's probably easier for me if I back up and talk about, it's been a journey, so I'll talk just a little bit about my journey into becoming
yes.
a Reiki master.
Absolutely.
In the year 2000, well, for years I was a flight attendant, and I was always helping people. My focus was always on helping others. And after doing this for a number of years, I realized that it just became so much of a habit that I never paid attention to myself. And in the year 2000, I was diagnosed with breast cancer. So at that point in time, I really had to focus on my own healing. And right before I was diagnosed, I had taken Reiki. It was something that I stumbled upon. I thought it was interesting. I felt the energy. I had never felt that before. So I used Reiki in my own healing. And I was so enamored with it and so impressed with it. And not even that. It was just time for me to heal myself. So during that time, I became a Reiki master. And it really started my journey to healing and wholeness. And I made a commitment at that point in time that really what I wanted to do was help others as well in a different way than I had been in the past. So it became a real a passion. It became a dedication of my life, and it became a surrendering to spirit as well.
Oh,
so
just a question for you on the Reiki. Is
yep.
it a step series, or is there a?
There's different levels of Reiki.
Different levels. Okay.
Yes. And as you go through. As where I learned it, you start as with a Reiki 1, then each level there's attunements, and you feel the energy increase, and Reiki comes through us, so we get the healing as well. So it's about helping other people, and it's really about helping ourselves as well. And one of the reasons it works so well with me is that my focus was always on others, not on myself. So as well as helping others, I could really help myself. And at that point in time, I had to. I had to look in that direction. I didn't have a choice anymore. So there's Reiki level one. There is also a level two. And then you become a master. Mm-hmm. So those are the steps that I followed. And I had a lot of people work on me. Even the day before I went in for my surgery, I had a group of people work on me with Reiki. And it really helped in my recovery. And I feel that it helped me even start to heal before I had my operation and my treatment that went after that. So it's hard for me to talk about it still because it kind of brings it all back. But, yeah. But
well,
I'm
really glad that you're talking about this morning because I have some friends that I want to introduce to that. Now that I'm hearing your story about it, I think it's going to help them. So you were definitely brought to me this morning for that message.
Thank you. Yeah. So after the Reiki, I became acquainted with a modality called the Akashic Records. And I did this with a group of friends. I was a flight attendant for many years, and the class that I took had quite a few flight attendants in it. And we did it because, well, first of all, we thought it would be fun, but also because it heightens your awareness. And after I took the Akashic Records, I realized that that really now, at this point in time, is the foundation of what I do. And it's the reason that I decided to have my own place as well. What the Akashic Records does is it takes you to a level of understanding where you can see where changes need to be made, see why you keep repeating patterns in life. For instance, with me, it was the patterns that brought some of the illness to me in the first place. You know, there's a physical aspect to disease, and then there's also an emotional aspect. So it helped me to get in touch with that emotional aspect, showed me why I was doing it. It gave me that understanding of why. You know, a lot of times we're doing things we don't know why, or we try to move beyond it, and we think we can just change our thinking and our thoughts, but it doesn't really work. We hit a roadblock. What this does, what the Akashic Records does, is it gets you in touch with what that roadblock is, and then you can shift out of it, gain greater clarity. You have a choice of whether or not you want to change or just accept what's going on. So what the Akashic Records did for me was it helped me to shift out of it, and it helped me to move into a much better place and to also understand and forgive myself, because there's a lot of self-forgiveness that's there, too. You know, when you reach something that's this crucial, you have to forgive yourself for not recognizing some of this earlier on. And it really helped me move out of it. So today, at this point in time, I'm not there, but I work with a lot of people that are. And I've seen a lot of people that have gone through Reiki and the Akashic Record program have so greatly improved their lives. They're not the same people anymore. So that's really my gratification, is that I see how much it helps other people in their recovery in life. You know, there's different types of recovery. So with me, it was from an illness. With some people, it's other types of recovery. But it really helps tremendously. Anyone who has learned it and practiced it, it's totally changed their lives. So.
Well, I'm really glad that you're explaining a little bit about this, about the Akashic Records, because you hear about it, I've heard about it, and we don't really understand, like, is this a book? Is it, like, something back in time? Is it, you know, is it not,
well,
is it a psychic reading? Is it a channeling? You know what I mean?
Yes. The way I access the Akashic Records, you know, it's interesting because now I've seen people have come out with DVD and CD programs, and I've watched them and listened to them. It's good for a review, but really to learn the Akashic Records is something that a person has to do for themselves. It's hard to explain it because it really is experiential. The way the Akashic Records themselves are a field of information. Deepak Chopra referred to the unified field, and the qualities of the unified field, really this is what the Akashic Records has the same qualities. So the whole object of doing an Akashic consultation is to find out how to bring harmony to a certain situation. So if you're having, say, family problems, and maybe there's decisions that you have to make that you don't want to make, or don't, maybe even situations you don't want to look at, it will show you the source of where it came from, the function that it served initially, and then how you can shift out of it what needs to be done. So I entered the Akashic Records through a prayer, and when you do this prayer, you actually feel a little sensation. You know, different people experience it differently. The only thing that stops the energy from flowing is if people try to analyze it. So I always tell people that they have to surrender and meet themselves where they are. They have to acknowledge what's coming through. And I always say, don't be afraid to be wrong, to be right. Because if there's anything that blocks you, you have to move beyond that. And again, it is experiential. So everybody experiences it a little different. But you can access this field of information from all lifetimes. And when I do a consultation, it's like I'm walking in to a library of records, of books, volumes. There was a movie out a couple of years ago called Illusion, and it referred to the Akashic Records as a film library. It's a very good movie on the Akashic Records. So in that moment, when the question is asked, when the situation is brought up, it shows you where to pull the information from. So perhaps, say you're dealing with a weight issue. Why can't I lose weight? Okay, I've tried, I've gone on diets, I've lost, but I gain it right back. What's going on with me? So one of the questions I might ask is there a past life connection to this? Is there a reason that this keeps happening? Maybe there is, maybe there isn't, but it will show me what the original cause of it is. It could be a relationship. It could be a relationship with your husband or with a family member or with just a friend. You may want to know if you're dating someone, if you've known them before. You ask that question when you're in that state, because the prayer takes you to another level, and once you do it, you feel it. But the reason it's hard for people to understand it is because it is experiential.
So you're both going into this state. You're in a state, so you're kind of going into intuition. And
yes, I'd say it's more intuitive than psychic. Yes, I don't like using the word psychic with the Akashic Records. I would say it's intuitive because the Akashic Records is the records of the soul. So it stays away from anything connected to the ego. So if you ask a question like, am I going to meet the man of my dreams this year? They may say to me, if I'm doing the consultation, they may say yes. And I go, okay, what's his name? Well, they don't care about the name so much, because if I say his name is going to be John, every John you meet, you'll be looking and wondering if that's the person. So they stay away from anything that's connected to the ego, because the whole idea, we have free will. The whole idea is to live your life and enjoy your life and to be in the moment and to make your choices and decisions and not hold back. Make them on how you feel, what your intuition is.
Is the Akashic Records something that a person, once they learn it, they can do it with themselves?
They can absolutely do it with themselves. And I will tell you, the more you practice it, the stronger it gets. I had a group that met once a month for practice, because there are some people who do this who don't like to, they kind of are in the closet. They don't like other people to know that they do this, so they needed to practice. And so I had a group that met once a month. We met for a little over a year. And actually, when I opened my shop, I just stopped doing that, but I think I'm going to continue it again. Some people have asked for it. But it gives people a way to practice. And what we would do is go around the room. It was a kind of a free form format, in that you could ask whatever question you wanted. There was no structure to it. And people worked on their own stuff, and some people just came to practice and work on other people. It was really a lot of fun, and it helped people grow, especially during this time in our society when there was so much fear going on. You know, it really helped people to move past where they were.
Right. Let's talk a little bit about, tell our listeners about how you get them to meet their guides.
Oh, okay. Well, actually, I want to say this quite simple. Once you go into the Akashic Records, it is very simple to just ask questions. It's really a modality of choice. You must participate. It can't be let me go in and or let you go in and you just tell me. People have to participate in it. And so, you know, and it's really my feeling that a person really needs to participate in their life. They can't just sit back and want to get their answers from someone else because, you know, it's our life. That's our creation.
Mm-hmm.
So once we do this, there are several exercises that we go through, and one of them talks about meeting your guides. We also do exercises where you call for somebody from the past, there's a few of them we do, but one of them is calling for someone from the past that everyone knows, like a celebrity or a well-known person, and you actually gain information from that person. It's really a fun exercise. And then there's also, we also call forth people that we have known before, maybe a relative who's passed over, and we gain information. But again, it's all experiential, and it works differently with everyone. And also everyone, you know, it is our birthright to access these records, so it's not like some people can't do it. Anybody can do it. The only thing that stops them, like I said before, is if they try to analyze what they're getting. If they sit back and relax and let themselves go, they will get tremendously helpful, insightful, profound information.
Well, I really like this, what you're saying, because it's something different. It's a new modality that we're hearing more about, and so I'm really happy that you're explaining it a little bit more. And how do they get to strengthen their own intuition and get a deeper insight?
Well, the first thing is that they have to trust themselves. They have to meet themselves where they are. And by that I mean don't have an expectation. If you've talked to somebody who said, I'm a clairaudient, I'm a whatever label they put on themselves, don't expect to get your information the way someone else does. You have to really trust yourself, look within yourself, and, as I said, meet yourself where you are, okay? And some people get feelings. Some people receive information in symbols. I've had people who will sit there and say, I'm not getting anything. Okay, so we go around the room, and at the end of the exchange, they'll say, well, you know what? I did get this and this and this. I just didn't expect to get it this way. So you have to trust your own self. Again, this is really a very individual thing. And it's also very powerful. And the more you practice it, the stronger it gets. And if you do work with it in time, you will get your information in several different ways. And by the way, it's a modality that you can live your life in. It's an eyes-open modality, so you can actually be working and be in the Akashic Records as well.
That's interesting.
Really? Wow.
Yes. And oh, yes. As a matter of fact, I basically live my life in the Akashic Records. That's really what it is, because you're accessing the unified field. So if there's things that come up that you want to work through at the time and you're finding some obstacle, or if somebody comes to you and you don't have an easy feeling about what's going on, you can access your own records and find out information about what's going on at that time.
Well,
by the way, Sherry, this would be good for you to learn at some point in time.
Well, I'm thinking I can't wait to make my appointment now to get started. I think we'll definitely want to do this because I'm all about that, you know, and in helping others too. And, you know, I do, you know, I have a healing touch, so I definitely want to talk to you about Reiki and
okay.
And set up all kinds of stuff for, you know, to getting started with this. So also, because we are free, we have freedom and free choice,
yes,
and in becoming aware that we have that freedom and have that choice. I know that,
yeah,
you know, years ago, I never knew that I had choices. So
right
now that we, you know, in going through what you're doing and in just being more aware, it's such a great thing to be able to be able to go in within yourself and know that you have the choices and you can choose and create. And I like what you said, which was, don't settle for an ordinary life when you can
mm-hmm.
be the change you want to create.
Yes, and I'll tell you, I also did the Louise Hay work. During the time I got sick, I really became aware of her writings. And once I looked up breast cancer and I saw what it was, it struck such a nerve with me. It was almost like the light bulb went on. So I incorporate her work also in what I do. So I work with affirmations. I use this in the Akashic Records. I'll tell you, I had a client who came to me. She came to me for hypnosis, and but she had also done the Akashic Records. She had done all levels, all the classes. So how we incorporated it is I used all of it, really. We started out with an Akashic consultation. I had her go in her own records as well. We talked about the source of her weight, the emotional issues that were connected to it. From that, it helped me to develop a script for her hypnosis treatment. And then she went into hypnosis, and we worked with it that way. And, of course, I do use the Louise Hay work, which is affirmations and ways to heal your life because, you know, when it comes down to it, it's all about self-love anyway. And it's not really being selfish. It's just that you can't help people if you can't help yourself. So you have to help yourself first and start there. So I have testimonials also on my website, but she lost over 60 pounds. So
mm-hmm.
it worked tremendously for her. But it wasn't just one approach. It was a combination of approaches. So that's how I like to mix it with what works for an individual. Because not everybody resonates with one thing.
Right. And, you know, we come from either, people either come from a place of love or they come from a place of fear. And when in working with you or what you're doing, and you can bring them out of that fear and teach them and show them how to come more from that loving place, I think
a thing is the person can bring themselves out. Once
mm-hmm.
once the light bulb goes on, they can bring themselves out. You know, a lot of times when I'll go into, if I have a consultation with someone, I'll go into the Akashic prayer. I've actually had other people feel a wave of energy come through.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll start to cry and they don't know why. It's because they're feeling spirit. They're feeling that energy of spirit come right through them. It's almost in a way like a homecoming for some people. You know, it's like coming back to a place where they know they've been before and they feel safe and secure, and now they can start really looking at what's going on. It's almost like piercing the veil of illusion. That's how I see it. Because our life is illusion on so many levels here.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Is this anything, I mean, like past regression in any way?
I would say, with hypnosis, I'm the guide. I put people in a state of hypnosis. And really what hypnosis is a deep state of relaxation. It's a natural state. But you're very relaxed, your body's very relaxed, your mind is very sharp, but really I'm the guide. When you do the Akashic Records, you're working with a fully conscious mind. You may ask the questions or I may ask the questions, but you have a choice of what you want to do, if you want to address a situation or not. And you see what's going on because you are fully conscious. It's like you have that awareness. In hypnosis, it's up to me.
Mm-hmm.
So they can work together, but they also stand on their own. Mm-hmm. If I do have a preference, by the way, and my preference is the Akashic Records, because you can work with a fully conscious mind, and you don't always have to have somebody there with you to do it.
Mm-hmm. It's more self-directed.
Absolutely. You have more control.
Well, what you're doing is just remarkable. We only have a couple of minutes, so what I'd like for you to do, Nancy, is give our listeners your contact information so they can reach out to you and learn more and get involved.
Okay, great. Thank you so much. You can look on my website, which is www.nancyhaneyduke.com. That's Nancy Haney, H-A-N-E-Y, Duke, D-U-K-E, .com, and I have a list there of my schedule of events, everything that's going on at Divine Love Institute, or you can call me at 305-695-9067.
Okay, and repeat that number one more time.
305-695-9067.
Okay, well, that's just great. We want to thank you for being with us on the Good News Show and sharing all of your information. Nancy, it's really been a pleasure having you.
Oh, thank you so much. The pleasure was mine. Thank you all. Have a wonderful day.
We hope you come back again sometime. We've really enjoyed
some great information. And is there one more thing you'd like to leave our listeners with?
I would just like to invite people to come over to Divine Love Institute if you're in Hollywood, Florida. And we have pyramids in each room. People like to just sit in the pyramids and chill out. Or it's a place to come if you're going through something and you just want to get away from it all and chill out for a couple of hours and kind of collect your thoughts. And we have also some unique and wonderful gifts. And I would just like to thank you all.
Thanks, Nancy. Have a great day.
Thank you
so much.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Wow.
That was great. You know I'm signing up myself.
I know. You hear that, listeners? There's a lot of information that we've just given you, so get in touch with Nancy Haney Duke and learn more. I do believe we have our next guest calling in, so let's see if we can bring them in. Good morning. Welcome to the Good News Show.
Good morning. It's Wendy.
Good morning, Wendy. We're really happy to have you with us. And you're the one in honor this morning. So do we have Lorna here also?
I don't see Lorna yet, so let's talk to Wendy.
Okay, we'll talk to Wendy. So tell us a little bit about what is going on, Wendy.
Well, I am being honored at Lorna Owens' annual literary jazz brunch, which is being held at the Ritz-Carlton on Saturday morning at 11:30. And there will be several authors being interviewed and speaking on their books. And we will be pleased to have a mini concert by the wonderful jazz artist Nicole Henry.
Oh, that sounds beautiful. And tell us a little bit about what is she honoring you on.
Well, this event is called And the Women Gather, and it's an annual event that she holds every year. And she is honoring an And the Women Gather woman, and this is her first ever And the Women Gather woman, and she has chosen me, which is really incredible.
Well, as I know, and we both know you, and that you are an incredible, incredible, I don't know what to say. I mean, just so much, you know, you are the one, you know everybody, anybody that there is to know. You know what's going on, when it's going on, and when I need anything, I call you. So I know that this is definitely, you deserve this honor. So this event goes on every year, and
This is the first time she's honoring someone.
Okay, that's good.
So it's going to become an annual award. It's for a philanthropist, and I'm certain because it's not my money she's giving me the award for. It is for my time that I have been giving away because that's how I give of myself.
Right. And tell our listeners a little bit about what you do and exactly what your position is and what you do for others.
Well, I work for the Miami Beach Chamber of Commerce, and it's really been my mission to be here to share Miami Beach and my marketing and ability to help people sell their own businesses to make Miami Beach better. And that's what I've been doing here for a lot of years, because it's been part of my family to be part of Miami Beach, and that's what I do for a living. And for myself, in terms of giving away, I have been a very compulsive American Cancer Society volunteer. I have been very involved with the Relay for Life for American Cancer Society since its start on Miami Beach. And this year we're celebrating our 25-7 relay. It's 25 years for the national relay, and it's 7 years for Miami Beach. And I am chairing the Relay for Life on May 2nd and 3rd at North Shore Open Space Park for American Cancer Society this year for Miami Beach for 2009.
So it is a two-day event?
It is an 18-hour event. It begins at 6 p.m. on Saturday night, May 2nd, and ends at noon on Sunday. It will be held in the park on the beach, and we will have an overnight Paul Newman Film Festival to celebrate Paul Newman, who died this year of cancer. And it is a survivor and caregiver celebration so that we can celebrate the lives of the people who are affected by cancer in this community.
And what are the things that are going on throughout the night and the day? I mean, you have different events that are going on to keep people awake?
We'll have entertainment going on. We'll be walking around the relay course, which is a track, and there'll be events and activities going on in everybody's tents. We're hoping to have beauty activities and health activities and cooking activities and food activities and activities for kids and adults and families and all kinds of things, and a lot of music and entertainment. We're planning on having Nicole Henry if she's in town, and we will have the Beach High Rock Ensemble. There'll be lots of entertainment going on.
Well, that sounds great, and I will definitely donate my time to whatever I can do. And do you want to give your contact number so people can reach you if they need anything for the chamber, or if they want to reach you about the relay?
Absolutely. I can be reached at the Miami Beach Chamber of Commerce at 305-695-6829. And if anybody needs any information about Miami Beach or about chamber membership or about how to do better business on Miami Beach, please contact me.
Okay. Well, since we don't have Lorna on, do you want to tell us, our listeners, a little bit about Lorna and where she's come from and what she does and how she's gotten involved in this and some of the things that Lorna does and possibly how they can contact her?
Well, I think the most important thing would be you can contact her through me. I don't have her number at my hand because I took somebody else's desk to call you in, to call in from. But I can tell you this. Lorna has been doing this for a lot of years, and she does this to support her own foundation and charity, which is called Women Behind Bars. And this is a very significant attempt to make this a really better community, especially for women. She trains people in the Dade County Jail and the Broward County Jail, women, for spa and beauty careers so that they can have something to do when they get out, which will keep them from going back in again. And she gives them a sense, and her dream will be to open a spa that these people can actually own themselves so that they'll have a real investment in staying out of jail.
Wow. Well, I'm glad to hear that. That's one thing I didn't know about Lorna, and that's definitely a reason for me to contact her, because that's one of my missions, is to be able to help women that are put behind bars to be able to help them in any way that I can. So I definitely see a connection there. So we can reach Lorna through you, and if you'd like to mention your number again.
It's Wendy Unger at 305-695-6829.
Would you have
Wendy,
a caller?
We have a caller. I don't think it's Lorna, but if you want me to bring the caller in.
Bring our caller in and see if she has any questions for you.
Okay. Thanks.
Good morning. Welcome to the Good News Show.
Good morning. This is Lil Soprano in San Diego, California.
Hello.
Good
morning. California is up early this morning.
Oh, yeah. I've been up since 2 o'clock.
So we have Wendy Unger on the phone with us, and she is with the Miami Beach Chamber of Commerce, and she is being honored this coming week. Do you have a question?
Yo, Wendy. Hi, how you doing?
Good morning. I'm fine. How are you?
Fine, thank you. Well, let me ask you, were you there years ago to watch Miami Beach grow when they made the deco area?
Oh, not only was I here, but I was marching in the city hall making it happen. I was here with Barbara Kapitman. I have been here in Miami Beach since 1955 and here at the Chamber since 1979.
Awesome. Well, thank you. is Miami Beach everything everybody claims it to be?
Oh, and more.
All
yeah,
right.
I was just talking the other day, actually, that I learned how to drive on Lincoln Road on Miami Beach, and I went to beauty school right on Lincoln Road. It was the famous beauty college on Lincoln Road, which is right next door to the Van Dyke. It was a big beauty school. And you can tell how far away that is, that you couldn't even, you were driving down the street in those days, and they also had trams that were, that you could get on the tram, and they would take you around to the different shops.
Yep.
Wow, fantastic. That sounds awesome.
You must call it.
Go ahead.
Okay, well, thank you.
We appreciate you calling in from California. It sounds like you've been in Miami and you're familiar with the history of it, so we do appreciate you calling in and sharing just a little memoir with us. So,
Okay, thank you.
Have a great day.
Bye-bye. So, Wendy, we want to thank you for calling this morning and sharing what you have shared, and we want to thank you for doing what you do for Miami.
Thank you.
You're an integral person in its growth and its history. So thank you.
And congratulations on your award that you're going to be getting.
Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. Bye-bye.
Have a great day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, that was really a great show this morning. I really enjoyed that, you know. And do we have a few minutes left, Patty?
We do. We just have a couple of minutes left, so... have something to tell us?
Well, I just, you know, I just wanted to say a little bit about, you know, that we can reinvent ourselves at any given moment. You know, you wake up and, you know, you want to change things. Things aren't going the way you've been wanting to. It's time to reinvent, you know, be the person that you want to be. Like it says, be the change that you want to create, and I really love that. So I just wanted to reiterate that statement and stay open for new things. You know, this is a great time to be open for new possibilities and, you know, open your arms for great things to happen. So
it's actually a time of opportunity. A lot
of
people are in fear and they think the world's falling down, but it's really an opportune time to have a new birth in your career or in relationship or in your lifestyle. So just keep that in mind, listeners. This is the Good News Show, and we are on a positive vibration, and that's the purpose. We want you to stay on a positive vibration, and we're just going to continue through this year with many more special guests. I think next week we have
Pilar,
who is an amazing woman who has developed her career and is out there. She's performing in
great actor.
Theater and is following her dreams. So that's going to be a very exciting show. We invite you to listen in next Monday. And then once again, thank you for your support, listeners. We love you, and we'll see you next week.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.